Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stove.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the COVID-19 pandemic and impeachment trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump.
The Ministry of Health reports that 18 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 85 tested positive for the coronavirus.
According to the Minister of Health, almost 35,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March last year, and 29,630 have recovered.
And the figures that are coming in from Johns Hopkins University here in the United States reports that about 108 million people have contracted COVID-19 worldwide, and nearly 2.4 million have succumbed to the disease.
In USA alone, 27 million people have contracted COVID-19, and more than 475,000 have died.
To discuss this issue tonight, we have Mpilo Central Hospital Acting Medical Superintendent Professor Solwayo Ngwenya.
Yeah, before going to Solwayo Ngwenya, sikhe sibone ukuthi lamhla kwenzakalani khonapha ke ku Studio 7 Live Talk. Sikhuluma ke COVID-19, sakhuluma njalo la ngokuthoniswa kwamacala kaDonald Trump kwaye ngumongameli wakwele Melika. Siyabona ukuthi ke ama impeachment managers ayethule kade kwethula izolo, lamhla sokungena ke abadefender kuTrump singathi amagqwetha akhe. Sizathi ke sikhokhele noProfessor Solwayo Ngwenya ngokwenzakala khonapha ke nge-COVID-19. Ye, kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, kunewa vachango vakupinda mchirongwa cha nasi. Nasi semswe chishanu kudai February 12. Tukute penyura tikumba pano pa chirongwa chenyu che Live Talk pamsoro pedenda re COVID-19. Iro rauraya vanhu vakawanda munyika uyezve kana pasi rose Johns Hopkins University iri muno muAmerica. Inoti uwandu hwevanhu vari kuwana vachibatira COVID-19 huri kuwanda pasi rose. Uyezve muno muAmerica matiri mune vanhu vashaya vanodaudzira 400,000 zvichikwira. Asi tinoona kuti hurumende yava Joe Biden iri kutaura iyo kuti ichange ichibaisa nhomba vanhu pamazuva zana avapinda muhofisi vanokwira ivo kudaudzira 100 million. Uyezve nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika pamusoro pedenda iro reCOVID-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda iko kuno kuAmerica. Panyaya yekutongwa kwevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaDonald Trump, avo vari kupomerwa ivo mhosva yekupeshedzera vatsigiri vavo kuti vaite zvemhirizhonga. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa tichiona kuti nezuro vamamaneja nevamwewo mabato eDemokrati vakange ivo vachipa umbowo pamberi pedare reSenate pamusoro penyaya iyi. Nhasi tichaona magweta avaTrump vachitaurawo kuti sei vari kuti ivo vaTrump havana mhosva. Tozomirira kuona kuti vhoti yacho ichafamba sei munguva inotevera.
So, as indicated, let's start with Professor Solwayo Ngwenya. He's the acting chief executive of Mpilo Hospital. Welcome to the program, Dr. Ngwenya.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. So, tell us a bit about the lockdown that is there these days in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we see that the numbers are almost going down, but is the lockdown working?
Yes, thank you very much. Good evening to viewers. Yes, the lockdown seemed to work very well for us here. Before it was implemented, quite a lot of figures were rising every day, reaching 100 and so per day, more than 100, some days 1,000 a day. So with this lockdown, the figures have reduced. Yesterday, I think, was only 80, 85 or so. And the deaths also were very worrying. And these have also come down dramatically. So yes, indeed, the lockdown is working, and we hope that it continues like this.
So now, looking at the COVID-19 vaccine, we have been informed that the Chinese vaccine will be delivered next week. So when it arrives, when it is delivered, what is going to happen? Are they going to taste it, or they will simply start inoculating people?
No, it will check first by our medical laboratories in Harare before it is sent to the people. It won't come straight. There is a Medicine Control Council of Zimbabwe in Harare. It checks all the medicines and all the vaccines when they arrive in the country. They check quality control to see that, yes, indeed, it's a vaccine. It's not just containing water. And if they are happy, then it is left to the government to start rolling it out.
So now, according to the way you are looking at the whole thing, who's going to be first on the line? And are there any tangible plans of rolling it out? How is it going to be done?
Yes, the government wants to prioritize. Obviously, the vaccines are not enough for everyone. So the government is going to start with the health workers and other frontline workers. Anyone who is dealing in the with a lot of people like prison officials, police.
Saipo pano kuti imi munoona sei nhomba ino kuti tinoziva vazhinji vanga vari kubvunza ivo kuti nhomba iyi yakawanikwa here ichiongororwa payakasvika muZimbabwe asi takaona vachiwenga pavakatora nhomba iyi nezuro vakati zvese zvaifanira kunge zviri kuitwa zvakaitwa saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vari pano nyanzvi tichange tichitaurawo nesu pamusoro penhomba iyoyi COVID-19 yakabva kuChina tichitarisa zvakare kuti tine mumwe mutori wedu wenhau akawanikwa wachitorwa nhomba iyoyi sekuziva kwamunoita isu tine mabasa edu titoriwo mafrontline workers dzisetiri pamberi ipapapa saka tichange tiri kunzwawo kubva kwaari tsvangirai mukwazhi kuti iye paakapuwa nhomba iyi zvakafamba sei pane zvaari kunzwa here zvasiyana pane zvaanga ari kunzwa nezuro kuitira tienderere mberi tichiona kuti nhomba iyi yakamira sei uyezve ichabatsira sei nyika nekuti tinonzwa kuti hurumende yezimbabwe iri kuti pari zvino nhomba dzakasvika inhomba dzavakapiwa pachena nehurumende yechina asi vachaenderera mberi vachitenga dzimwe nhomba kuti dzizouya zvakare munyika munguva inotevera kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachipiwa nhomba idzodzi ntunga
Ongoma saka let's dive in faster with our fellow journalist Tsvangirai Mukwazhi. We also have Dr. Vukosi Dube kodwa singakabuyi kuwe dokotela siye kumkwazhi vamkwazhi tinokugamuchirai muchirongo probably you have forgotten me. The last time we were together was several years ago in Bulawayo when we were covering Tibaijuka. She had come to Zimbabwe about the home demolitions, Murambatsvina. Remember that?
Oh, yes. That's a long time
ago. That's a long time ago. Yeah. Okay, let's dive in. You got a shot yesterday after Vice President Chiwenga. How did it feel like?
In terms of how it felt like, I think it was just a procedure. You know, the first step was to get one more details. You know, they took details of your IDs and other stuff, and then they took samples of your blood, and then thereafter you get a jab, you know, the shot, like any syringe or any injection, you know, just a slight little and comfortable feeling when you get pricked. But other than that, nothing was, bad or felt, uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. And many people are very skeptical about this vaccine. How did you overcome that?
I think it comes down to one's attitude, you know. I think, if you read too much information on the net, which is good, but again, it can be toxic, you know. I just took it like any other vaccine, you know. I've gotten before the yellow fever vaccine about 5 years ago, you know, and it just felt the same, you know. I don't think there is anything wrong with that particular vaccine that I got yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mr. Mukwazhi, and please do stay on the line. Maf, over to you.
Hey, maybe nikada kunzwa kuna vamukwazhi nekuti kuno kuAmerica panopiwa nhomba idzi vanhu vasi kutorwa ropa asi zvavati dokta varipo maybe rega titange taenda kuna dokta atinzwe kuti procedure inoitwa iko kuno kuAmerica usati watora nhomba iyi yakamira sei zvasiyana here nekuti nhomba iyi ndeyekuChina kana kuti zvakamira sei
So I cannot speak to the specifics of what happened with this one particular patient because I don't know all the details. Maybe they were looking for something. Maybe it was his routine annual checkup. That's why they needed blood work. But typically, you do not need to draw any blood work prior to getting these vaccines. Here in the U.S., we have been administering the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines, and there's no need to draw blood prior to administering those vaccines. As part of the COVID response team for my state, here in the state of Oregon, I can tell you that the Sinopharm vaccine is similar in many ways, even though the technology is slightly different. It's a live attenuated vaccine as opposed to mRNA vaccine that we've been using here in the U.S.
Mhm. Abantu abanengi dokotela bathi ikakhulu ekhaya bathi bayayisaba lijekiseni ngoba into zeChina esikhathini esiningi abantu abazithembi. Njalo bathi mhlawumbe iChina ize kwenza ama-experiments ebantwini lapha ngeJackson engakaphumeleli engakaziwa ukuthi iyawelapha ngempela lomkhuhlane. Ungathini ngalokho?
Hayi, i-vaccine le has been tried and tested in numerous trials. I'm sure you have seen ukuthi other countries have been administering these vaccines. The UAE vaccinated half their population with the Sinopharm vaccine with no issues. In Dubai also did the same thing. And other parts of the world have been using these vaccines, including in Morocco, Peru, and without any fanfare. So, if it's available, if it's the only one that's available, then they should go ahead and get this vaccine. Angoti, if you'd rather get this vaccine and be protected than actually get the coronavirus and potentially die from this disease.
Oregon khona ngapho vakhona yini abantu abawasolayo laba majekiseni abangafuna ukuhlatshwa njengalokho esikuzwa ekhaya?
Yeah, vakhona baningi, but what you have to do is you have to meet people where they are. You have to understand why is it that they have what we call vaccine hesitancy. Here in the U.S., we have an issue of systemic racism, which has led to healthcare disparities and also cultural memory of medical experimentation, which in turn leads to vaccine hesitancy. So you have to understand where people are and meet them where they are. So when I'm talking about vaccine hesitancy in this particular case, I'm speaking primarily about the Latinx community and our Native Americans who have had this issue of the medical experimentation and who suffer the systemic racism. So you have to understand why people have this hesitancy and then meet them wherever they are.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, the Dokotela Dube, and please do stay on the line. Marv.
Andombodzokera kuna mukoma tsvangirai mukwazhi kuti komuri yenyu yakatambira sei nyaya iyi yekuti makawanikwa muchibayiwa nhomba iyi nokuti tinoona vazhinji sokutaura kwavamboita tsunga vamwe vari kutya asi tanzwa dhokoterapo vachitaura kuti dzimwe dzenguva zvinenge zviri zvinhu zvavari kunzwa kubva kune zvakamboitika fanike munoma kuamerica panyaya yenhomba tinoona vatema vamwe vari kuwedza kana kuti kutyawo kunobayiwa nhomba iyi nenyaya yezvavakamboona zvakaitika munguva yapfuura asi mhuri yenyu yakanzwa sei?
Mhuri yangu payakanzwa kuti ndabayiwa jekiseni revaccination Wakazvitambira mune zvakanaka. Hapana dambudziko ravanaro kana kuti kushungurudzwawo zvakangodaro. Vakazvitambira zvakanaka ende hapana any dambudziko randinaro pari zvino. Vamushamwari vari munharaunda vamwe vari vanombondifonera zvavo vachida kuziva kuti ndamuka zvakanaka here kana kuti mwiri wangu uri nani here, kuda kungoda kungocheka kwandiri asi panyaya pamhuri yangu zvangu ndingangoti vakazvitambira zvakanaka.
Ko, nhomba yechipiri muri kuibayiwa rini?
Nhomba yechipiri ndichitarisa kadhi randakapiwa nechivaccination kadhi randakapiwa ndiri kubayiwa musi wa 18 March ndo pandinofanira kubayiwa rechipiri.
Mm-hmm. Ko, vachiwenga vachibayiwawo nezuro vakatanga vatorwa ropa?
Munhu wese akatorwa ropa. Chinhu chokutanga chaunoitwa usati wabayiwa, unosvika panzvimbo panenge pana nesi woratidza chitupa chako, wotanga watestwa. Vanotora kutesta kuona kuti une COVID here kana kuti hauna COVID. Saka ndochekutanga chinotanga kuitwa. Saka watestwa waonekwa kuti hauna COVID, and then woenda pa next stage yaunotorwa ropa. Watorwa ropa and then unobayiwa. Saka munhu wese akaitwa izvozvo. Munhu wese akatorwa ropa, munhu wese akatestwa kuona kuti haana COVID here kana Mwari sausa achimbabuda ipapo usati wabayiwa.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very Mkoma Tsvangirai. Please do stay on the line. Ameno, nyaya yekutorwa ropa, we had Dr. Dube vari kutaiwa kuno there is no ropa riri kutorwa from kuvanhu. I think that goes back to the issue atambo kurukura nezvayo padare meeting makuseni, even nezuro. Nyaya yekuti pakambobuda mashoko ekuti vanhu kuZimbabwe vanenge vane certain conditions havafaniri kuti kubayiwa nhomba iyi. But again, I think from our reporting today, my officials are saying, no, that is not true. Munhu wese achabayiwa. Ameno kuti uri kuzviona sei, something sounds to be amiss here.
Ndosaka ini ndandabvunza panyaya yeropa, because takaona zvechokwadi vachiwenga vachitanga vatorwa ropa. Vakateswawo futi COVID-19 vakatorwa ropa ndobva vazowanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba. Asi ndoda kupa mubvunzo uyu kuna Dr. Dube. Panyaya iyoyi yawabvunza kuti iko kuno kuAmerica, munhu pane vanhu vanonzi ava vafanira kubayiwa here Jackson iri kana kuti pane maexemption here zvinofamba sei?
Maexemption acho ndi vanhu vane maallergies to the ingredients used to make the vaccine themselves. So for the most part, there are no medical conditions that would necessitate holding back the vaccines.
Isaka, as far as you know, kunoku vaDube, there is nothing like kutorwa ropa even munhu ane allergies wacho anongobvunzwa kuti do you have any allergies. Is that the standard procedure?
Yes, that is the standard procedure. So to be clear, it's not regular allergies. It's allergies to the actual ingredients that are used to make the vaccine. If you have allergies like seasonal allergies, allergic rhinitis, and allergies to eggs, allergies to cats, dogs, bees, you name it, you can still get this, the list of vaccines that we're administering here in the U.S. And so far, we've only been administering the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, which have, as I stated earlier, used slightly different technology. Not slightly different. It's more advanced technology. The Sinopharm vaccine is a live attenuated vaccine where they take the virus itself, coronavirus, and weaken it using chemicals, and then That's how they make the vaccine. That's actually one of the most common ways of making vaccines. That's the oldest way of making vaccines. We still use that to this day with numerous other vaccines that people have taken in the past. Whereas what we're using here in the U.S. is mRNA, messenger RNA vaccine.
And given all this cloud and hesitancy in Zimbabwe, Dr. Dube, we know for a fact there isn't much education going on being done by the government to educate people about this vaccine and explain why people should get vaccinated, and more importantly, explain the procedure. Why are officials drawing blood from people before they get the vaccine? Shouldn't government be explaining that to the people?
That would be something that the medical team, medical practitioners in Zimbabwe should be doing, explaining why they need to draw blood, because the standard procedure is not to draw blood, even with the Sinopharm vaccine. I wonder if they're checking for antibodies prior to given the vaccine, and seeing if people had been previously exposed to COVID-19. So I don't know why they're doing that, but education is definitely important. Patients should have autonomy, and they should understand what it is they're being exposed to and why they're being exposed to certain things, including drawing blood.
Namhlanje amajekiseni ebehanjiswa endaweni ezithiyeneyo zelizwe ngoba abantu abaningi bona ababakhwalifayayo, ama-frontline workers, abakwezempilakahle, abe-immigration labanye bazaqala ukuhlatshwa ngemande. Ilizwe elifana leZimbabwe, we know ukuthi lilama-logistical, you know, challenges. Kodwa ngokubona kwakho, alubana kuthe kwahamba kuhle ijekiseni layo itholakala ngesikhathi sonke ngoba uhulumende wathi after every 2 weeks baza kuba bethola idelivery ukuthi kungabi le shortage. Alubana kuhle kwahamba kuhle, ubona ukuhlantshwa kwabantu elizweni lonke kuthatha isikhathi esinganani, njalo lama cases ebuya phansi sivile, sifika ku herd immunity efunwa nguhulumende?
So it depends on how they manage the logistics, their supply chain, and how they roll it out. It all depends on how the infrastructure, the medical infrastructure is primed to roll the vaccines out. Typically, to reach herd immunity, what you need is about, I want to say, 75% to 85% of the population needs to be vaccinated. So, given that they just started giving the vaccines izolo, I suspect it will be a while before they reach herd immunity. Maybe August, September, November, if they're lucky.
But you are talking about 75-80% to achieve herd immunity, but Zimbabwe is talking about 60%. Wouldn't that be enough?
It's 60% is a bit on the low side. If you talk to the epidemiologists, they would say that 60% is a bit on the low side. You want to go as high as 75% is as low as it should be to be somewhat reasonably safe.
Siyabonga dokotela, qhubeka uvambile emafu.
Apo ndandiri kunzwa dhokotera vanga vari kutauraiwo panyaya yeherd immunity. Sokutaura kwawaita iwewe, tinonzwa Zimbabwe ichitaura kuti 60%, ivo ndavanzwa vati 75%. Ndinoshuvira kuti dai takwanisa kuwana vamwe chiremba vari kuZimbabwe kuti tinyatsonzwa kana kuti munhu ari muhurumende, asi ndiri kuedza kuti tikwanise kunge vachiuya paprogram asi ndoboenda hangu kuna mukoma Tsvangirai Mukwazhi kuti pane vamo vanoita basa ratinoita ekutora nhau nezvimwe zvakadaro hurumende pari zvino vari kutora here vanhu vatori venhau semafrontline workers
pari zvino zvakaitika hurumende semazira ndinoita iri kutora vatori venhau semafrontline workers pakaitwa takamirirwa nebato remajournalists reZimbabwe Union of Journalists uye Misa Zimbabwe yakaendesawo zvichemo kune hurumende kuti tikwanisewo kuwana kubayiwa jekiseni recovid rekudzivirira COVID-19 saka zvichireva kuti hurumende inotambira kuti tiri essential service kana kuti vatinoti mafrontline workers sevatori venhau
Goma challenges that you've been facing as a frontline worker in this era of COVID mungati taura kuti ndemapi
se frontline worker nguva ino pandemic yekukava COVID chinhu chinoupaunobuda uchibva kumba uchienda kunoita basa rako dzimwe nguva tinopinda muzvipatara dzimwe nguva tinopinda kune vanhu vakawanda wanda saka dambudziko rinenge riri pakuti unenge uchingotyawo nyange wako tichizvikwanisa kuzvidzivirira tichitora matanho ekupfeka magloves nekusanitiza maoko edu nekupfeka mamask but dzimwe nguva paunongosvikawo kumba unenge une kamwe kapfunga kungoti pamwe pane pandakanganisa pasvedza pandakanganisa pamwe pamwe ndogona kunge ndabatira saka ndoma madambudziko atinongosangana nawo asi saka totambira zvikuru kuuya kwe Jackson re COVID rekudzivirira COVID-19 rinoita kuti ukwanise kushanda uchiziva kuti wakaprotectwa not entirely but unenge uchiziva kuti at least pane coverage wenokuno kuita kuti ukwanise kudzivirira kusabata chirwere
thanks mukoma Tsvangirai please do stay on the line nyaye yes psychology mavuka ngokuda oenda kunobata tuma groceries kuma shop kutodzoka kumumba you are very uncomfortable you are like maybe ndatoibata COVID yacho akutanga kutozora tuma sanitizer ini namene ndinozora kangani ndikabuda
kana kuchitofamba kana kuchiona panapa ndizori nemasi yangu iyi kuti ndikatobuda panapa nayo nayo asi regai tiende kuna Dr. Dube tombonzwa kuti mabasa amuri kuita ikoko kwamuri ndeyeyu uyezve Zimbabwe ingadzidzei pane mabasa amuri kubata panyaya iyoyi yecovid-19
So I am an internal medicine physician by training and I've specialized in hospital medicine so I take well that's what I did for the last 9 or so years. But since the beginning of the pandemic, I have been part of the Oregon's response team to the COVID-19. So taking care of coming up with public health guidance to ensure that the state of Oregon and its people are going through this pandemic in a way that we minimize the number of cases and minimize the number of deaths. So that's what I've been doing. So I've been in the thick of this from for a while now. Back to you, Nomsa Nkomo, and Marvelous.
Oh, okay, all right, Marvelous, ubuzo lapha. Okay, let me do this. Mav, Dr. Dwevanga was ngakudzwe isaka mbvunzo acho zvaka.
I technology. Ini ndandabvunza mbvunzo kuti tataura pana pakuti isusu sevanhu vagara lockdown takusvika 1 year muna March handiti ntunga.
Mhm.
Kubuda panzi chaipo unenge uchitotya uyezve nezvimwe zvakadaro. Inini as doctors, how are you coping during this pandemic? Also, can you just remind us what should people be doing so that they do not contract this COVID-19? You know, I know we repeatedly people get told, but we just need to hear it from you.
I'll take the second question first, which is what should people be doing? The main thing is the COVID protective behaviors. One, make sure, thank you, Marvelous, for modeling your mask. One, make sure you have a mask whenever you leave the home. Two, oh yes, Mzala Nkomo, the way to go. Two, make sure you practice good hand hygiene. Wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Or if you don't have access to soap and water, use hand sanitizer with alcohol content of 60% or greater. Three, physical distancing. So for those who are back home, I will say that physical distancing is the CDC is saying we should stay 2 meters apart, which is 6 feet. The World Health Organization is saying at least a meter apart, which is 3 feet. The further away you are from people, the better. Six feet, which is 2 meters, is better than one meter. So those are the three main things. You should also be avoiding traveling, because when you travel, you get exposed to a lot of different people, and you are at an increased risk of getting the virus. And lastly, avoid large crowds. That's one of the best ways this vaccine spreads, whenever there are large crowds. So those five things are the best mitigation factors for ensuring that you don't get the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the first question, which is how are we coping? I'm not going to lie to you. It is incredibly, incredibly hard because it's a war zone that doesn't come to an end. When people are deployed in the military, they spend what, 6 weeks or at most 12 weeks during a combat stint, and then they leave. They bring in fresh troops, and the troops that were in the front lines, you know, go back home, and then it's not a continuous 12 months, like Marvelous pointed out, which as frontline workers, we have been experiencing. That's incredibly traumatic. That's very, very challenging mentally and emotionally, because you want to do the right thing for people, and you want to give the best care possible. And we're also not trained to be in a combat situation indefinitely, which is what we've been going through. And also on a societal level, like you were pointing out, Nkomo, it's traumatic to constantly worry about, now, puma pandle, am I going to get this virus? Am I going to get this virus? It's incredibly exhausting mentally and emotionally to live in a state like that. It's a chronic stress syndrome, which in and of itself is a medical condition that can lead to, you know, heart attacks, strokes, high blood pressure, and things like that. So you may not die of COVID, but you may die of. But these are the things that are a result of the chronic stress that come with living in this condition.
Mm-hmm. kulesa we have a surface then isurface liyana ibanje ngumuntu ole COVID kusala igciwane lapha na dokotela then umuntu ongelayo i COVID abuya abambe athatha igciwane lelana no let me put it this way umuntu ole COVID enga seyathimule igciwane lihlale kwenye indawo how long does igciwane lelana take ukuthi life before somebody else can pick it up
so it depends what kind of surface it is Ante. And what exposures the surface is exposed to. If it's out in the open, then it doesn't take long. That's why outside is always better than inside when talking about COVID protective behaviors. So there are some surfaces that are prone to enable the virus to live longer. So it varies. It varies. But for the most part, what we've been telling, a good example is I'm a library. What we've been telling our librarians is they should keep them for about 8 hours prior to sending them out without having to wipe them down. And that ensures which at least the virus is inactivated or killed.
Okay. Thanks, Doctor. Qhubeka uvambile ecingweni mafu.
Tomboenda kuna mkoma Tsvangirai. Pane nyaya inonetsa muZimbabwe nyaya yemaPPE. Mamuri kufamba umo muri kuona zvakamira sei muzvipatara pamuri kuita basa renyu sevatori venhau.
Ngoma Tsvangirai. Ameno maf connection ya mkoma Mkwazi ndofunga iri kuda kunetsa apa. Mkoma Mkwazi muri kutinzwa? Halo vaMkwazi. Fone yavo ameno mafu kuti yaita sei connection yavo asi regai timbo ameno tozokera kuna vadhuve kana vane mvunzo
aiwa regai tidzokere kuna chiremba zvatinavo nhasi chiremba vadhuve toenderera mberi nekutaura ameno kana muri kukwanisa kutaura neshona mutipindure kuti vamwe vanenge vachichema-chemawo vachitifanike kumusha vanhu vari kuenda kundufu vakawanda nhasi tiri kuona pane muimbi uyu achitaya Soldier Love kana kuti Sauro ndaona pane vana vakawanda vari kuuya kuzowanikwa vachioneka naye panguva inoyi yecovid zvinhu zvakadai vanhu vangapuwa dzidziso sei panguva inoyi yecovid kuti kana kuine ndufu zvii zvavanofanira kunge vari kuita nyanya kumusha
Kubata maoko is very important in our culture, right? So maybe vanhu kana vachida kuenda kunobata maoko they should organize times where they can go in such that they don't end up having vanhu vakawanda in one place.
And I'm sure
Nematambudziko ndasina zvepisode love vakashaya.
Vakashaya I think names were Chipiri. Saka ezimfeni konapo we know because of ama cultures achiana dokotela Dube abanye nxa kuthiwa kubanja izandla babamba izandla literally so kulapho kuba lula khona ukuthi umkhuhlane umemetheke
ama hand sanitizer that would be a good place ukuthi basebenzise ama hand sanitizer. That's a very good way of spreading e virus.
Okay, thanks to Dokotela Qhubeka uVambile. Mav Mkoma Mkwazi wadzoka apa. Mkoma Mkwazi Fone yisati akata mavela sanga vunza anzi inyae ma PPE takambo zwa utiri kuneta ku Zimbabwe. Ikana mochi tapa na ushi jamuri kuona. Fone mkoma angu ya Dona Foodmaf.
Aywa network. Asin ruku wanzwa surprisingly.
I don't know.
Okay.
But
I don't know. Wawani kwa vachizoka shakare ni utushuda kunzwa ndova nenge vari pambirapa vachuona surguiti kama njimboza kasi ya nasi ya na uyeje ibo vane sangano ra revatoriwe nao pa vachizoka wangu tisana ngura utisangano ili ziku itaneje hii vanga varku wana kwa vachibatira vanu varku persona nenzara pangwa eno ye COVID-19 vachita shakare basare kuvapa mamask nezumi shakadaro saka pa vachizoka tisanzu kwa kuti sangano ili rukufamba sui parishu njimboza.
Timbo ndibo kubata mromo nda tovana kansila isinikiwe mtanda nda mbo watwaga stereka si fone yavo yanga ichiramba saka nda tovana uparu nara pa timbo nzwa kansila sizwe kona hapo kubula wasifone ama chekseni figa namusha uhlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantu luqala kuthiwa luqala ngomvulo njengomasipala wakobulawayo njengabantu bakobulawayo likwamukela njani lokho
abo
Kansila mtanda kahle ngufonele futhi kahle ngitshayele futhi ucingo luyaquma sizwanani kuhle. Yeah, that line is a bit sketchy, Mav. Let me try and reach her again. Dopunga ongo datwa bata. Kansila velo shupuku ngosinazwana nikuhle. Bensithi likwamukela njani lokhu njengabantu bakobulawayo ukuthi ama Jackson sefike.
Ayitsina njengokulawayo njengokukhokheli sukwamukela izi ngoba ikho sithembele ingxakunga ta uchannel uan uyade nxa esithemba yonjalo ukuthi ukukhohlela ukukhona awonke
Kansila ngilusizi iyaqume iyabhampa futhi ifoni kahle ngiqume ngizama ukufonela kutsha mafitine dambuziko apo asi endera akombere
vanga vari kuedza zvechokadi kwanzura kuti vatiudze kuti kwakamira sei kubulawa yekwavari ikoko asi pana Dr. Simbiso ranga vari kuno vari ku North Carolina unogona kuzovaona vachipinda muchirongwa ndandambo vakumbira kuti vauyo vachitipa pfungwa dzavo kuti vari kuona sei nyaya yenhomba ivo zvakare vakawanikwa vachitora nhomba ikoko ku North Carolina kwavari ikaitidzokere kuna Dr. Dube timbonzwa kuti ivo vakatora here nhomba iyi COVID-19.
Dr. Dube
ndakaitora nhomba na January, beginning of January, and I got the second shot in February, early February. No issues at all.
Saka ndimi mato akuruka.
But I still have to practice those behaviors because I can be a carrier of the virus even if I'm vaccinated. It just means that I don't get sick from it, but I can still spread it.
So emolini yakho I'm sure is a family ngwe wethu asatshwayo kumbe labo bahlatshwa abanye.
Ah, yini yedwa.
Okay.
Yeah. Abantwana abakahlatshwa.
Aha. Okay. Siyabonga dokotela qhubeka ubambile timbonzo amkomatsangirai. Mkoma mkwazi. Halo bamkwazi. Aha. Hey, fone yambo.
Yes, ndipano.
Kongo. Itanga mavanga mbovunza nenyaya ma PPE kuti akambonetsa ku Zimbabwe akuwane kwa moshe here ikoko.
Ma PPE akuwanika. I think muma pharmacy muma shops chaimo unogona kuti kutenga zoku ma maski nema gloves ne zvakangowanda zvinokwanisa kudzivirira kuti usabate chirwere che COVID 19.
We've lost Mkoma Tsvangirai again, but we are now joined by another doctor, Dr. Simbiso Ranga, from I think North Carolina. And Dr. Dube is still on the line. Please stay on the line there. Dr. Ranga Magadi.
Tinofara Magadi.
Hai wat no fara edu kuri sei kwa muri ku North Carolina ko
North Carolina kuri nane kuno ku chando a little bit ameno kwa muri ko
aiwa kuri nane hako sino yambodona but I not maningi too much.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be done with the cold weather soon.
I know. Timbo kurukura ne nyaya ye COVID. Tukona wano watanga kubaiwa ku Zimbabwe. Vachiwenga wakabaiwa nezuro. Uyezwe veruzhinji kunyanya nyanya ma healthcare workers vari kubaiwa nemusi wechipiri. Muri kuzvionawo sei?
Ndiri kuona nyaya yekuti vanhu vabayiwe kuZimbabwe ndi pasi rese iri nyaya yakanaka kuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba kuti vanhu tikwanise kuzvidzivirira kuchirwere cheCOVID-19. Saka for Zimbabweans to be getting vaccinated, that's really a very good thing, and I'm glad we're starting early.
Do stay on the line, the doctor, as I bring in my colleague, Marv.
I think Dr. Dube has his last words because he says he has to jump to another meeting. So maybe let's just ask him to just wrap up from his end, that moving forward, what else can Zimbabwe do to ensure that people buy into this vaccination program?
Dokotela Dube.
Niyabonga ukuthi ngikeni ilinithuba ukuthi ngeke ngikhume labantu ekhaya. Takenda kuti matipa opportunity to tell nanu kumusha.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's important is that we have to as a country recognize that this is a public health emergency and not a political issue. One. Two, we have to provide clear messaging on the fact that we are all in this together. Three, we have to address issues of mistrust of the public health and the medical system in Zimbabwe and from the rest of the world. Like I talked about earlier, I understand the issues of vaccine hesitancy, and at the same time, it's important that we recognize that we're in this together, and for us to defeat this, for us to come out on the winning side at the end of this pandemic, we have to fight this together.
Kulavo imumbuzo wokugcina dokotela kulavo abathi kabasoze behlatshwe ngoba kabayithembi lijekiseni ungathini ku
so ngalafu ushayi ijekiseni you are necessarily saying kuti you are willing to get the virus le umkhuhlane low and potentially die from it. That's the risk you're taking. Yes, I know what I'm being dramatic in saying that, but as we all know, there are people that have died from this virus. The Milanese show is Konekaya, as an asseco because of the coronavirus. So I will say, Uti, please take the vaccine when it's available to you.
Mm-hmm. Ah, siyabonga dokotela abe kukuhle kuba lawe kuhlelo. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Hayi, libongani.
Hey, thank you. Dr. Bukosi, do the day. Esi ephuma ke kuhlelo ngoba sokumele gijime aye kumhlangano, and we remain with Dr. Simbiso Ranga as we wind up the show in 5 minutes. Maf.
Ndingada kufunza pane mfunzo ndambofunza wokuti vanhu vangadzidzei panguva ino yeCovid-19 panyaya dzendufu. Tinoona kuti parizvino pane muimbi Soldier Love kana kuti Sauro akashaya. Tikuona vazhinji vada kuenda vachinomu yatingati kunomuremekedza kana zvimwe zvakadaro, asi zvii zvamungape seyambiro yekuti vari kuenda kundufu dzakadai vanofanira kuita?
Of course tinofanira kuviga vafi. Asi hatifani kuita behavior yekuti tichinovaviga tiri kuita futi kuti mamwe mafunerals auye, nekuti tinenge tabata chirwere kana tiri taparadzira chirwere pandufu paya. It is very sad kuti we are losing a lot of loved ones, you know, my relatives, my celebrities, my government ministers and so forth. But in everything that we are doing, whether kuenda ku mafunerals iwaya kana my family gatherings, tofana ufunga kuti kune COVID-19. Saka that means that the behavior here tiri kutaura ema COVID-19 safe behaviors. You know, my first mask is a mask. You just can't go anywhere outside your household without wearing a face mask. Social distancing here, kana paendwa parufu paya, people shouldn't be sitting next to each other, pasina any distance between them. That's not safe. And then basic hygiene, kugeza maoko, nekusabata kuface, nekukosorora magokora. I know these are things that we have been talking about a lot. And also, I think the government yakaisa ma limits kuti 30 people or so for my funerals. That's for a good reason. I mean, I know it complicates matters, but let's figure out ways kuti pa funeral pano, how do we keep it safe? Vafirwa nevari kuya kuzobata maoko, vari kuya kuzobatsira parufu. It's something we have to think about. You can't just say, pafiwa saka, you know, I'll be disrespectful if I insist kuti ngative nema face mask and the like. That's how we keep ourselves alive, so that we avoid more funerals.
And Dr. Ranga, pane nyaya yekutorwa kwevanhu ropa vari kubaiwa nhomba kuZimbabwe. Vachivenga vakatorwa ropa, we had a fellow journalist Tsvangirai Mukwashi akatorwa ropa nezuro. Hanzi is procedural kuZimbabwe, is standard kuti vari kubaiwa nhomba yeSinopharm vanotanga vatorwa ropa. Is that happening here in the United States? Tambobunza vabukosi Dube, Dr. Bukosi Dube, Aiwa, that shouldn't be happening. Do you have any idea why that is happening?
I think Dr. Dube is correct. Here in America, no, we are not getting blood taken before or after we get the vaccine. However, as you know, Zimbabwe is catching up nenyaya genetic sequencing, you know, like understanding kuti vanhu vari infected already vangani, and they may be doing mass surveys as they are vaccinating people, which I know to some people is like, are we being studied? I think in a way, you know, they are collecting those samples for processing in terms of kuti, do you already have the virus? If you do, what kind of virus variant do you have? I wouldn't be able to speak for the government, but I suppose that that's part of what they're doing.
And shouldn't the government be, you know, telling people, explaining, sending teams to the different parts of the country, explaining the procedure and telling them, okay, as we vaccinate you, we'll be drawing blood for these purposes. Shouldn't that be happening?
They should absolutely be informing people what they are getting the blood for. That's just, it should just say, they can't just say, well, it's procedure. What do you need the blood for? And this is what complicates matters when they don't communicate clearly. So not to say that, you know, getting vaccinated and doing testing to figure out if what, you know, the people we are vaccinating, it's working the way it's supposed to, is a problem. So what I would encourage the government is they should release all information pertaining to vaccination, and they should be going out there in the community across the country to inform the people what they are doing, what they know about the vaccine, what they don't know, what they are seeking to learn. Because it's a continuous process. Even here in the United States, they are updating their understanding of the effectiveness of the different vaccines against variants and so forth. So that's an ongoing process where people need to know what the government is doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Dr. Ranga. Please do stay on the line as we wrap up. So Marv, Dine, 1 minute, 30 seconds, chat.
I think dozokera kuna varanga Dr. Ranga kuti vangotaura zvavanga vari kutaura kuti zvizvimwe zvingaitwe nehurumende kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachizoda kutora nhomba iyoyi nekuti tinoziva vazhinji vane mibvunzo yakawanda.
Hurumende inofanira kutsanangurira vari zhinji muZimbabwe zviri kuitwa nenyaya yevaccine, information yese yezvavanoziva about the vaccine, masteps ari kuitwa, each step yavari kutora, like kutora ropa, vanhu vanzwisisa kuti ropa riri kutorerwei. I think my leaders, like vana vachiwenga kutanga kubayiwa, is a very good example, and we need to see more government leaders doing the same. And we need to understand kuti mamwe vaccine achauya ndeapi kupi, vanhu vanzwisise, nokuti kana vanhu vari kunzwisisa, ndo zvinozoita kuti vadewo kubayiwa nhomba, because we need as many Zimbabweans vaccinated with the right vaccine as soon as possible.
And maybe the last question, Dr. Ranga. Here in the United States, the government is ramping up testing and, you know, vaccinations, and cases are coming down. What can we expect in the next 3-4 months?
Here in the United States, Changata said, I think right now we're vaccinated about almost 2 million Americans across the country, save for my weather events like Texas. So in the next 3-4 months, we will see more people vaccinated, less people with the disease. But at the same time, people need to make sure they are staying on point. You don't say, I got vaccinated, so life is back to normal. So I think in about 3-4 months, we should have a significant population in America vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. And that does it for us. That's Dr. Simbiso Ranga from North Carolina, Marv. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Have a great day and a great weekend. I want to talk to Dr. Cindy Soranga, from North Carolina. Chitenda Shakari, Dr. Mukosi Dube Vambuya, Vatanga Kusora Nesu. Nemtori wedu na uu Shakari, ariku Zimbabwe. Noti wedu Studio 7, but watino mposanda na ariku AP, tinoshari from a picture aki. Mune Shakawanda, Changirai Mkwazi, auya wachitaura pamusoro penhomba iyo ye COVID-19 yakabaiwa nezuro. Yakawanikwa ichisvika this week ino kana kuti iwo vhiki rino kubva kuChina.
Hongo Mav, slovestandeka yose sifike maphethelweni ohlelo lwethu. Kwane lokwa lamhlanje olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo.
I'm Marvelous Msanganya, who is saying stay safe and let's see each other again next week. Kana marachida.
Good night, Zimbabwe.
Good night.